Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pat Corrales. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Burdett. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Lou Burdett. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Allen. Landrum moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Banks moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. Allen moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart is one for one in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Corrales hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wine hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burdett is called out on strikes. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Santo scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Stewart moves to second. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. There goes Stewart trying to get to home. Stewart throws the ball into Bailey, who tags Stewart, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Corrales is 0 for 1 in the game. Corrales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burdett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burdett bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Wine moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum, who is chasing the ball. Allen reaches third base with a triple. Wine scores. Callison goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Phillies. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wine. Banks scores. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Phillies. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Corrales is 0-2 in the game. Corrales hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wine is walked intentionally. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burdett is 0-1 in the game. Burdett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. George Altman now playing left field. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Cookie Rojas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rojas is 0-3 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0-3 in the game. Landrum strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Santo moves to second. Gary Wagner now pitching. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bailey is walked intentionally. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Glenn Beckert. Doug Clemens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano now playing second base. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing first base. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Keene takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Abernathy bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Keene moves to third. Altman moves to second. 1 out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Landrum is 0-for-4 in the game. Landrum strikes out. 2 outs. Bo Belinsky now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.